Wetumpka coming away with a 55-43 win over Percy Julian. What an effort from this Indians team after giving up that big run there in the first half, but then coming out of the locker room with a big run of their own, outscoring Percy Julian 15-4 in the second half there in that third quarter, as we are waiting on Coach Winchester to come speak with us here in just a moment. She is on her way now as we welcome in Coach Harriet Winchester on the big win over Percy Julian. As Coach, you're just coming off that win. You've managed to sweep Percy Julian this season, but what an effort from this team, right? You see that run there at the end of the first half, come out of the locker room with a 15-4 third quarter. What did you tell the team in the locker room before that?
Just that we have to be more disciplined on defense. We told them what defense we were going to start in, and they should know that when we make the shot, we're supposed to get in a certain defense. In the first half, you know, we were on a high from making a shot that we really didn't do what we were supposed to. But coming out of halftime, like you said, they challenged themselves to try to keep Percy Julian to under 10, and we kept him under the 4.
You saw three-pointers go down from three different players tonight. You saw a lot of penetration inside as well. What does this say about this team's ability to score in all facets of the game?
So it says a lot that they are continuing to be coachable and they're listening to the coaches. That's one of our game plans, you know, just to open up both sides. If we can start hitting outside shots, then the inside is going to be open, and, of course, vice versa. And I think they used this game, you know, just to practice it, and they did well.
Well, and you're going to see this team again in just a couple weeks with the area tournament coming up. So what do you kind of take away from both matchups with Percy Julian as you go into the area tournament in just a couple weeks?
The main thing to take away from it is we're starting off too slow. You know, we're supposed to, our main goal is to make sure the team is fed up and, you know, make sure they can't keep up with us. But we haven't been doing that. With Percy, they've been challenging us a whole lot, but going into the third game against them, we're gonna that's gonna be our main focus.
Coach, appreciate you taking time. Congrats on the win.
Yes, thank you.
Indians get the win 55-43. That was Coach Harriet Winchester who just spoke with us. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll get you ready for tip-off of the boys' matchup of Wetumpka and Percy Julian on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision 4 Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision 4 Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Hi, I'm Chad Barrett. Growing up here in Central Alabama, I've always believed in doing the things the right way with honesty and hard work. That's exactly how I approach real estate. From your first showing to the closing table, I'll be by your side. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Performance and adventure, you'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford
Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip. Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952. We're here to keep you on the road.
Come on, come to Collier!
Back nows, we're just a couple minutes away from tip-off of Wetumpka and Percy Julian for this boys' matchup. Want to recap everything from the girls' matchup. We just heard from Coach Winchester a few moments ago, talked about the impressive showing that we just had from this Indians team as they managed to come out with that win 55-43 over the Phoenix, especially considering that they were tied 27-27 at the end of the first half. They come away with it in a big way, and it was thanks to multiple different people here tonight. How about Aaliyah Humphrey coming away with 9 rebounds on the night, as well as 13 assists? And that's not even to mention the fact that she came away with 9 points as well, going 2 for 2 from the free throw line. So not really the biggest night scoring from Aaliyah Humphrey that we typically would see, but really a high impact player when it comes to the other parts of this, as you know, Nate Oates would call it, the blue collar points for this Indians team.
Yeah, absolutely. Aaliyah Humphrey may not always have the high score in the box score, but always makes her presence felt, like you mentioned there.
Wetumpka gets the win 55-43. We'll take a quick break when we return. Indians and Phoenix in the boys matchup on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speed you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
First quarter action is brought to you by State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan is there.
Ready for tip-off now as we get to, very quickly, our starting lineups. Starting lineups brought to you by First Community Bank. For the Indians, Jeremiah Smiley, Chris Robinson, Caleb Ballard, Andrew Voiles, and Tom Suddeth. Ballard will be set for the tip-off against Jason Harris. And quick, one key to the game brought to you by RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty, Mitch.
Well, we love to talk about it here. Get the ball to the bigs, Caleb Ballard. 32 points in that game against Marbury last week. Had everything he wanted, and hoping to see that performance continue tonight.
Indians start off the ball game with possession after Caleb Ballard winning the jump ball here. Chris Robinson with it as he gives to Andrew Voiles, trying to drive in. Now up top is Jeremiah Smiley. Ballard will try to drive. Now Robinson open from the near three. Got it. Opening possession three for the Indians to take the early lead. Phoenix now with it for the first time tonight. On the floor for them, Tahir Muhammad. He's got it right now, trying to drive in. Kicking out to Lamar Anderson, who will pull a fadeaway jumper that is no good. Damone Porter out there as well, as the Indians now quickly going back down the floor. Chris Robinson will get another lay, as it's 5 points for Robinson already in this 5-0 ball game.
Yeah, I want to go back to that opening possession. Don't see Chris fire off too many threes to start off the game, but a good shot there from him.
Jaquan Johnson rounds out the starting five for Percy Julian as he just managed to drive in and get a layup, the first points of the night for the Phoenix. It's 5-2 Wetumpka, 6:50 left in the first quarter. Robinson, he'll try and drive again, going up for it once more, off the bank, couldn't get it, but he does draw the foul.
And for a second thought, I might have another and one opportunity, but Chris heading to the charity stripe, and he's been one of the better free throw shooters on this Indians team all season long.
Lamar Anderson was called for the foul there for Percy Julian. Robinson shooting 2 free throws as he goes off the back iron there on the first one.
Sorry about that, Chris. Maybe a little bit of an announcer jinx there.
Robinson with another free throw coming with 6:44 left in the first. He's got that one, and so the Indians have 6 points. They all belong to Chris Robinson. Robinson against Percy Julian last time. Finished the night with 13 points. He's already just about halfway to that in the first minute and a half. Percy Julian tried to get a bucket there as they drove in with Lamar Anderson. Nothing doing. Now Tom Suddeth quickly down the floor. Andrew Voiles found him in the paint, and he got it to go.
Great find there from Robinson, and also great move there from Tom Suddeth. When he got in the air, had the ball in his left hand, had enough time to switch it to his right, and a nice little jelly roll in.
Now Percy Julian looking under the basket again. Jason Harris couldn't do anything. It was swatted away. Boyles has it now. He'll try and drive, but a charge is called against him. Came in with a full head of steam down the right side of the lane there. And getting set for the charge there was Daquan Johnson as Andrew Voiles picks up his first foul. Phoenix down by six after the first 2 minutes. They will get it in to Damone Porter. Robinson covering Daquan Johnson, who heaves a three. No good, but a rebound for the Phoenix. Here's Johnson. Bounce pass inside here. Damone Porter couldn't hang on to it, but it goes out of play. Last touched by Wetumpka. Indians are in their all-black uniforms with the gold trim, the gold lettering, and the gold numbers as Percy Julian will inbound again here with it. Jason Harris driving in, going up against Suddeth. Couldn't connect as Suddeth gets the board. Big man versus big man there. Boyles heaves it down the floor. It's Ballard right there, and Ballard's called for a charge too. Two charges called against Wetumpka in the first 2.5 minutes of play. First Boyles, now Suddeth.
Yeah, and the one against Boyles I could buy, but that one against Caleb Ballard just...
Yes, Ballard, sorry.
That one against Ballard just can't really justify. Defender definitely did not have his feet set there as another block comes from Tom Suddeth.
Robinson picks it up as Wetumpka has been able to get down the floor quickly. Suddeth had a pass coming his way. A foul was called on Percy Julian first. It goes against Damone Porter. Percy Julian wearing their all-white uniforms with the orange numbers and orange checkerboard style down the sides of the jerseys.
Reminiscent of the Tennessee Volunteers are their jerseys.
Chris Robinson inbounding from the baseline here for the Indians with 5:20 left to go in the first quarter. Waiting for a moment as there's an official talking with the desk for just a second, but seem to have it sorted now. Robinson inbounding for the Indians. He will give to Smiley at the top of the key. Lost his dribble for a moment. Finds Suddeth in the disarray, standing in the paint. Got the bucket and the foul.
And that was honestly just a great pass there from Smiley. He kind of chucked it over his head, little just laser right to Tom Suddeth. Great job there to avoid a couple of Percy Julian defenders and spot Suddeth as well.
Makes it 10-2 now as Suddeth will shoot the and one free throw. Suddeth will get it to go. Maybe, no. They're going to call a lane violation here against Wetumpka. And the free throw will not count. Keeps it at 10-2 with 5:12 left in the first. Tahir Muhammad trying to get out of traffic. He gives to Johnson, who pulls a three. No good. Rebound there by Chauncey Petaway. He couldn't do anything, but there was Damone Porter, who was able to go up and put it in. 10-4 now, Indians. Robinson gets it across, had to work his way against Muhammad. Now he'll drive inside. Euro step, got a layup.
And just every week, it feels like Chris Robinson just finds another way to dribble, drive inside, and get a layup. Something it feels like he's done super well all season.
Daquan Johnson now up top as Wetumpka leads 12-4. Johnson going up against Robinson. He'll give to Cameron Ingram, pulling a three, no good. Fighting for that board. It is batted out of bounds by Damone Porter, which will still give possession to Wetumpka there as Jeremiah Smiley was set for a rebound. Percy Julian making the first substitution tonight. Tahir Muhammad will exit. Ernest Shuford coming in for the first time. A lobbing pass almost stolen away. Still scrambling for it. Robinson picks it up. Ballard had Suddeth open, but he'll do it himself off the spin. Couldn't get the lay, But he is fouled on the rebound effort there. Called on the floor. Trying to get through that win against, I believe it was Chauncey Petaway, and it was. That's Petaway's first. They lined up for a free throw there, but they did call that on the rebound effort, so it's on the floor. Andrew Voiles inbounding for the Indians. Voiles gives to Ballard. Ballard back to Voiles in the near corner here, looking for some space. Gives to Robinson up top. Steps up. Three. Got it again. 2 3-pointers now for Chris Robinson in the first quarter.
That's 11 points there for Robinson, getting everything he wants early.
It's been all him so far. No question about that. Ja'Cory Hardy with it for Percy Julian. A pass to Ingram, who now lobs to Shuford. Ernest Shuford working with Hardy, standing in that near wing. He'll bounce pass to the corner. Ingram retreating as Percy Julian trails by 11 here. Back up top again, standing with it is Hardy. He'll drive, looking for some space. Had it slapped out by Robinson, but he picks it up. A pass is misfired to Cheney as it goes out of play.
Indians are playing some really great offense, but also just some fantastic defense right now, not letting Percy Julian get any open looks whatsoever.
Indians with possession again. As Wetumpka maintaining an 11-point advantage, 3:15 left to go in the first quarter. Robinson a bounce pass to Voiles as Percy Julian defensively playing some soft coverage in the backcourt. As now Shuford going up against Voiles. Ballard will drive in. He cannot get it to fall as Hardy gets a rebound, launched it down the floor. Cameron Ingram was just a little bit behind it there as it sails out of play.
Yeah, trying to just go a little bit too quickly there, and you see that every now and then, trying to get a man on the fast break, but just airmail it over his head. Hard to judge that distance.
So Robinson already with 11. He'll pull another three. Got it again. 3 3-pointers for Chris Robinson. He's got 14 in the first half, or in the first quarter even, as the Indians lead it 18-4. Unbelievable stuff from number four tonight. The senior guard going up against this Phoenix team and dominating so far. A missed three a moment ago from Shuford. They came away with a board, couldn't do anything. Fast break opportunity there. They couldn't get it over to Robinson. He wasn't ready for it. Indians were able to come back away with it off the scramble, though, thanks to Wingard. Timeout is called as Robinson has it. Momentum in favor of the black and gold, and so is the scoreboard. 2:10 left to go in the first. It's 18-4, Wetumpka on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
Come on, come to Collier. From tough F-150s to family-friendly SUVs, Collier Ford makes buying easy with great selection and hometown service. No pressure, just honest deals and friendly faces. Stop by Collier Ford on Highway 231 in Wetumpka or shop online. Come on, come to Collier Ford today and drive home your new Ford for less. 18-4, Wetumpka leads it over the Phoenix with 2:05 left to go in the first quarter. Andrew Voiles has it for the Indians. He'll try and drive in, give to Ballard instead. A three-pointer off target. Rebound from Wingard as he misfires a pass there to Davis, or it was really deflected by Percy Julian. But Wetumpka holds on to possession here.
And I think that might be the first three we've seen Caleb Ballard attempt all season, maybe trying to add a few new shots to his repertoire.
Yeah, not typically what you would see him shooting, but didn't fall, unfortunately, that time. Indians still have it, though, as Andrew Voiles is holding it in the wing. He'll bounce pass to Robinson, driving down the baseline, off the bank. He's got another one. 2 points there for Robinson, makes it 20-4.
It's now 13 points out of the 20 for the Indians and Chris Robinson.
Phoenix now with Ernest Shuford going all the way around to Jamar Harris. He'll pull a long two after he stepped up into it. Couldn't connect either. Ballard with a nice rebound. Minute 20 left in the first. Robinson has it poked away, but he picks it up in time. Gives to Voiles now. Almost has it stolen as well. Still scrambling. Finally, Percy Julian comes away before Winger grabs it. Now Percy Julian with it again. Harris on a fast break. Couldn't get it. Battling for it as it goes out of bounds. It is last touched by Wetumpka, I believe. Yes. Ernest Shuford will inbound in front of the Indians bench here. LT Davis comes out of the game for Wetumpka. Miller Lombardi will step in. With it now, Jamar Harris. He gives over to Ernest Shuford. To Corey Hardy. Now Harris again at the top of the key. 45 seconds left in the first quarter. A bounce pass inside, stolen away by Lombardi. He gives to Robinson. And Wetumpka forcing another stop in this first quarter. Robinson walking his way up the floor. Now spinning. He'll back off, though. Gives to Lombardi. He'll drive inside. Goes up for a floater. Got it. Good bucket from Lombardi. 22-4, Wetumpka.
Feels like most of the season, Lombardi has kind of just lived from beyond the arc. Good to see him drive inside there.
Had to stop play for a moment. The clock on our left-hand side stopped working, as there should be 17 seconds on the clock left in this first quarter, but the one on our opposite end says 26.6 still, which happened earlier tonight as well. They had an issue with it in the pregame before the girls matchup. Hopefully can work this one out pretty quickly. But fortunately, the other clock did still run, so they know exactly how much time needs to be left on it here. 22-4 as it stands, and Wetumpka will be playing defense in a moment. Percy Julian has possession in what has been a dominant quarter for the black and gold so far. They get it fixed, and we will resume in just a couple of seconds with just 17 seconds left to go in the first. Phoenix will inbound here with Jaquan Johnson. Trying to stop the bleeding a little bit here in the final moments of the first. Jamar Harris in the backcourt still with 10 seconds, a whistle, and we've still we've got another clock problem. The one on the far end started working, but now the one nearest us has stopped working. So we're going to have to stop again and see if we can get that one fixed. It's like a game of whack-a-mole here tonight.
Yeah, officials calling in the coaches here. I think they're going to say we're only using one scoreboard for the rest of the night, though. Not 100% certain about that, but it might make sense if they did. Can't really seem to get them synced up.
Well, it would certainly provide a disadvantage if that was the case. That would mean that one team within each half would not know how much time is left in the ballgame, which I can't imagine would be legal. They did get it sorted out, at least for the moment. It says 11.7 now on both scoreboards, and inbounding from midcourt is Jaquan Johnson. This time they both run. We should be good with less than 10 seconds left in the quarter. Last possession of the period. Muhammad driving. He'll kick out. Anderson pulls a three. Can't get it. And time will expire before the three-pointer from Johnson. That ends the first quarter. 22-4. Wetumpka well in front of the Phoenix on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. Every move is different, and so is every client. That's why I take the time to listen, understand, and guide you through the process with care. Whether you're buying or selling in the River Region, I'm here to make it simple. Let's do this together. I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
Shh.
second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video. Live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
Whether it's an everyday sprain, strain, fracture, or sports injury that doesn't require a trip to the ER, Baptist Ortho Now offers urgent orthopedic injury care with walk-in convenience 6 days a week. Visit online at baptisthealth.org. We enter the second quarter now after a dominant showing from the Indians as they lead it 22-4, and it was mainly because of Chris Robinson, who's already come up with 3 three-pointers. In the process of outscoring the Phoenix single-handedly so far. He's got 15 on the night. Percy Julian has possession, though, to start the period as Daquan Johnson was under the basket, went up for it, and was rejected by Tom Sutton. Robinson with it now again at the top of the key. He will give a pass here to Smiley. Steps up and pulls a fadeaway jumper. No good. Lombardi now trying to drive, and a foul will be called on the floor this time. I believe Damone Porter is the guilty party, and he is. So the foul against Porter there. It's the first foul of the quarter, first against Damone Porter as well. Robinson from the baseline will get it inside to Suttoth. He immediately goes up for it, and he's got it off the glass. A 20-point advantage for the black and gold. Now 24-4. Wetumpka in front right now. Just about a minute through this second quarter as Johnson drives in. He pulls a floater this time and could not get it from about the free throw line. Another foul is called, though, as this one will go against Miller Lombardi. Free throw from Johnson, off the mark. Phoenix just needs something to go their way here as they trail by 20. Got that one, and it's a start. Makes it 24-5 after the free throw from Daquan Johnson. He goes 1-for-2 on that trip. Lombardi bringing it up as the Phoenix will press a little bit. Picks up to the point with Robinson. Now a three from Smiley. No good. Suttoth got plenty of air to get it. Went back up and laid it in. No problem. Good grief. Size advantage for Tom Suttoth, and you can feel it. He's got the hops as well.
Yeah, I was about to say, he just soared to go get up and get that rebound. Probably jumped higher on the rebound than he did and needed for the dunk.
Foul called again, this time at the point, and it was called on Chris Robinson. Robinson picking up his first in what's been a fairly clean basketball game so far from both teams, but we've had a few fouls here in the first minute and a half of this second quarter. Phoenix with Johnson up top. Now Muhammad. Thought about driving, finds a man in the corner. Anderson pulls a three, and no good there. Harris came away with it, maybe. They're tied up, he and Robinson. They'll call a jump ball, which gives it to Percy Julian again. Had to fight for that one, but a good effort from Jason Harris to chase it down and force the jump ball. Scratch that. They're going to say Wetumpka has possession out of that. I thought they had pointed Percy Julian's direction first, but the black and gold will have it instead. 26-5 is the score. Voiles up top. Pass to Robinson. He drives in. Another floater from Chris Robinson. 28-5 with Tumka.
Feels like Robinson's just doing it all here for the Indians. Him and Suttoth have just been kind of the two-man show.
Johnson tried to drive in, lost his dribble. He recovered, stepped out, pulled a corner three, and it goes. What a recovery from Daquan Johnson as he nails that three. 28-8 now. Andrew Voiles trying to drive. He draws a foul beyond the arc. It was called on the floor against Lamar Anderson. Second foul against Anderson tonight. Voiles will inbound from the Percy Julian bench. A late substitution here for the Phoenix as Hardy will come in the place of Lamar Anderson. On the floor for the Indians still is Robinson, Voiles, Suddeth, Ballard, and Smiley, the initial starting lineup tonight. Robinson spinning as he still stands at midcourt. He'll give over to Smiley, standing at the free throw line. Bounce pass to Suddeth. Now another bounce pass. Robinson. Now Ballard in the paint. Went up. Got the bucket. And they'll get the charge. Or pardon. Yeah, he'll get called for a charge off that. I think.
I've never seen this many charges called in 10 minutes of basketball at the high school level.
Well, wait a minute. They've changed this call. I think that there was a missed signal here from somebody because they initially looked like they were calling a charge, but instead they change it to a blocking foul. And Ballard will get his free throw. Now they'll pull or get the basket, beg your pardon, and then the free throw attempt, which was no good because a whistle was blown there as well. It's been a chaotic couple of seconds here. It's 30-8 after the made basket and a missed free throw from Caleb Ballard. Percy Julian will have it now and bring it across after all the confusion. Tahir Muhammad will pass to the corner. It's Johnson driving down the baseline. He steps back, pulls a jumper, no good. And now it is Muhammad with a rebound and another mid-range shot. This time he gets it to fall. 30-10 now the score. Percy Julian reaches double digits here. 4:45 to go in the first half. Robinson standing at midcourt being double covered here. He passes to Suddeth and lost control, but there's Smiley to pick it up before it goes out. Ballard driving in. He'll go up for a lay, but it is blocked into the backboard there. Chauncey Petaway with a nice defensive effort.
And Ballard and Coach Thomas both threw up their arms there looking for a foul call.
Percy Julian looking for a bucket, but there's a block from Caleb Ballard against Jason Harris. Harris went right back up with it. This time he is going to draw the foul. It was called against Caleb Ballard, so first one was clean, second one not quite. Harris heading the free throw line now.
And that's a second foul call there against Caleb Ballard in 12 minutes.
Got to be careful with that, because you don't want to pick up that third before the halftime break. The first free throw from Harris is good. As Percy Julian has their work cut out for them here, already down by 19. But they've gotten the scoring going a little bit here over the last couple of minutes. Second free throw, good as well. Makes it 30-12 now with 4:22 to go in the half. Robinson inbounding for the Indians. Voiles and Robinson having to together to get it up the floor. They find Smiley now in the front court and Robinson at the point. Now Voiles, long three, no good. Great rebound though from Suddeth as he soars. And a foul called now. I think this might be off the ball here as they're going to call it against Chauncey Petaway. Andrew Voiles inbounding for Wetumpka. Didn't quite see where it was, but they did call the foul. He gets it into LT Davis now as Smiley has it. Stolen away now. Fast break. Johnson lays it in and makes it 30-14. Indians quickly getting back down the floor, though. Suddeth with a dribble move, but he lost it. Scrambling for it. Another fast break. Johnson again goes up back-to-back. Fast break layups for Jaquan Johnson, and Coach Thomas will call a timeout. 30-16 now with 3:42 left in the first half as the Phoenix, who were trailing by 20, have now cut it to 14 in just about 45 seconds.
Yeah, and you saw this a little bit in the girls' game. Percy Julian went on that 10-point run to close out halftime and not at the ball game. The boys here with a much more sizable lead, but you got to wonder if Percy Julian is going to kind of show that same fight, try to cut in to this deficit. Rise, it looks like the Indians are really, really starting to pull away.
Indians were hoping to be able to do just that and pull away, but like you said, Percy Julian has closed it back up. We saw something similar in that girls' matchup. Hopefully Wetumpka boys paid a little bit of attention to it there, as maybe they can learn from that second quarter we saw, where Percy Julian, apparently on both the boys and girls team, knows how to close the gap quickly. But it certainly makes it easy for him when you have a couple sloppy turnovers there over the last couple of possessions. Indians need to be a little bit more careful here. Lobbing pass to Lombardi in the front court. He will try and pull a jumper that is no good. It came right back to him, though, as he goes back up top to Robinson. Voyles thinking about a three, but he gives to Lombardi again. Now looking inside, Suddeth. Voyles again, driving down the baseline, going up. Foul is called against Chauncey Petaway.
And I'll send Andrew Voyles to the free throw line, but that's three there on Chauncey Petaway.
Petaway racking it up early on. He was a big impact player in that 57-52 Wetumpka win back in early January. First free throw from Andrew Voyles is good. Voyles, in that game against Percy Julian, finished the night with 11 points. Back then he had 9 rebounds and 8 assists. He was getting pretty close to that triple-double there. Maybe he can do it here tonight. He's been solid so far. Got the second, makes it 32-16. Johnson with it now, calling for some help as he's covered by Davis. He'll drive in. A late pass there is deflected, picked up by Davis and given to Lombardi as Wetumpka forces the turnover under the basket. Voyles now overhead passes, and as it's stolen away by Johnson, one more pass. Hardy is rejected by Davis. A heave down the floor. Suddeth goes up and called for the travel before he could get that layup. Frustrating end to that fast break for Wetumpka, as that seemed like what could have been a very big momentum play for this Indians team.
What a block from Davis. I mean, just a 5'10", just getting up there to reject that one off the backboard.
Johnson will fire it inside. Going up once was Harris, got blocked, then again was blocked. Suddeth just shutting it down in the paint here as Andrew Voyles has it and gives to Lombardi. Looking at a three, instead he'll give to Robinson. Now Davis. Back to Robinson up top as he takes a pause to get the call from Thomas. Driving inside. Looked like he was looking for a floater there, but he had it poked out on the way up. Goes out of play. And Wetumpka maintains possession here with 2:09 left in the half.
Thought that could have been possibly a foul call there. I think Chris was looking around for it, but officials keep the whistles in their pockets this time.
Suddeth comes out of the game for the Indians. Wingard is in now with Lombardi holding on to it and giving to Voyles at the point. Voyles looking to drive, and seemed like he ran out of real estate there, and there may have been maybe a push there by Voyles. No, it'll be a carry. Beg your pardon there. So another carry called here in this one as the inbound was deflected. Lombardi is putting a little bit of pressure on Cameron Ingram in the backcourt here. Ingram will now inbound for Percy Julian. He manages to find DeCorey Hardy, who will try and race up the floor. Lost his dribble in the backcourt, but he's okay. Getting it across now, and Cameron Ingram with it. A look inside, but first a foul called off the ball offensively against Percy Julian. DeCorey Hardy is the culprit this time. Minute 45 left. Another turnover for the Phoenix.
And I thought that was the fifth foul of this quarter on Percy Julian.
Well, it is an offensive foul, though, in this case. Changes it a little bit. Andrew Voyles trying to drive He'll go up for one, cannot get it. Good rebound, quickly giving to Johnson, who outruns everyone and goes coast to coast for the layup. 32-18 now with a minute 20. In the second, Boyles has it. He'll drive with the left hand. And a whistle blown. Foul is called on the floor this time against Jeremiah Cheney. Similar to what we saw before where Boyles got called for a carry and was worried he had maybe done it again, but instead this time he gets it. Gets a trip to the free throw line. He'll shoot two with a 14-point advantage as he knocks through the first. 33-18 Wetumpka. With another free throw coming in just a moment. Second one, good as well. Whistles off a substitution here for Percy Julian. Tahir Muhammad coming in for the Phoenix in the place of Jason Harris. Wetumpka with the 16-point lead. They've led by as much as 21 so far. Johnson walking his way up as Wetumpka has retreated to complete half-court coverage at this point. A three ball immediately from Johnson. Only man to touch at that possession. He could not make the three as Winger got the rebound. Here's Lombardi to Robinson, standing at midcourt. Now he'll try and put the work on Shuford. Steps up, three-pointer, and couldn't make it from up top. Rebound from Johnson now. He'll try and go coast to coast. The pass late to Shuford there, deflected and out of bounds, touched by LT Davis. 41 seconds left in the half. Make sure to stick around for our City of Wetumpka halftime show. In just a few moments, we'll have stats for you as we get ready for the second half of action. Now with it is Daquan Johnson, 35 seconds to go. Standing up top against Chris Robinson with now 30 seconds. Waiting for things to open up here as we come down to the last 20. Muhammad now driving. Euros goes up for a lay. Got it to spin in. He draws a foul in the process. Goes against LT Davis. What an effort from Tahir Muhammad. And he'll go to the free throw line here to try and pick up a little bit of momentum for Percy Julian before they head to the locker room. 34-20, looking to close it back to 13, which would be the closest it has been this quarter. And made it. It's 34-21 now with just under 18 seconds to go in the half. Robinson to Boyles as the Indians are being covered in the backcourt now. Tahir Muhammad making it tough on Robinson. Got it to Davis in the front court, who lost it, goes out of bounds. And with 7 seconds left in the half, Percy Julian gets one more chance at it. Jamar Harris will inbound for Percy Julian with this final 7.2. Walking up now, they'll pick up the pace a little bit. This is Johnson pulling a long three. Got it right before the buzzer. And Percy Julian, after trailing by 21, they cut it to 10. 34-24, our score. Wetumpka still leading it at the half. We'll be right back for our City of Wetumpka halftime show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries, an expert physical therapist administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
This is the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome to the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. 34-24, Indians on top after one half. I'm Mitch Petrie alongside Gavin Baxley. And, well, can't talk about that first half without just giving absolute praise to Chris Robinson. Had 18 points in that first half, just a complete great showing there from Chris Robinson, and of course had a couple of assists, 4 assists, 3 rebounds to go with it. And this Indians team had a lot going well for them on defense. The team as a whole finishes that half with 19 blocks as a team, five coming from Andrew Voiles, 5 coming from Tom Suddeth, and 4 from Caleb Ballard. And wow, just a complete defensive masterclass. Tom Suddeth led the way right behind Chris Robinson, finishes with 8 points, couple of blocks, like I mentioned just a second ago, 5 boards for him as well. Not many turnovers for the Indians in that first half, just 7. And you look at the other side, and another man taking over in this game, Daquan Johnson, finishes that half with 15 points there for the Percy Julian Phoenix, and really came alive at the end of that second quarter, and of course nailed that 3 from way beyond the arc to close the lead to just 10 heading into halftime.
Yeah, it's been a big showing from Johnson so far, but it's been an even bigger showing from Chris Robinson, and you really can't ask for a whole lot more from a senior and a leader within this team. He comes out of the gate, makes 3 three-pointers in that first quarter, just dials it in all the way through those first 8 minutes. But Wetumpka's got to stay on the gas a little bit here. They were leading at the end of the first quarter by 18. They're now leading by just 10 after a little bit of a run there from Percy Julian at the end of that first half. So you got to be careful here. Percy Julian has been able to come back from behind in the past. Remember, Wetumpka led Percy Julian 21-12 in that first quarter of the previous matchup. Percy Julian outscored Wetumpka in both the second and third quarters of that game before Wetumpka finally was able to reel it all back in and get that 5-point win back at home. Got to be careful here against a team that is very good at getting hot the further a game goes. And Percy Julian started to show it a little bit right before heading to the locker room.
Yeah, absolutely. And you saw flashes of that in the girls' game as well. You know, knotting things up with Percy Julian going on a 10-0 run. So you know both of these teams are going to come out hard. They're going to play scrappy. But if you're the Indians, man, you just got to keep giving the ball to Chris Robinson. It seems like just about every shot he's wanted tonight, he has made, only missing one shot, and it was just a singular three that he missed in that first half, shooting at a remarkable 7 of 8 from the floor.
Yeah, it's just been lights out for both of these teams so far. And, you know, like I said, in the second quarter, we saw Percy Julian get it together. But Wetumpka, they've been consistent throughout. It's just trying to maintain a defensive side of it, because we know they can shoot the ball, like you said. We've seen that efficiency continue to roll for Wetumpka. It's just maintaining the defensive poise, making sure you're not turning the ball over too much as we go into these final 16 minutes.
Yeah, absolutely. Not many turnovers for the Indians in that first half. Just had 7 turnovers, definitely not what you're looking to see, but some of those turnovers just about every time it felt like led to some fast break points there for Percy Julian, and that really helped them close the gap as well.
Well, and majority of those 7 happened in that second quarter, so that's the big thing here is Percy Julian starting to figure out Wetumpka's play style a little bit here as this game has rolled on, and can you make sure that they don't know what's coming? You got to stay a little bit unpredictable here, be able to penetrate inside, but also have those threes continue to fall like we saw from Chris Robinson there in the first half. It's 34-24, Wetumpka leading it over Percy Julian after the first half of play. We'll pause for station identification and then take a break on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports.
105.1 WRFS is WRFS-FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move. Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864 for a quote today.
Power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
Come to Collier.
Quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on, online at radioalabamasports.net.
Just about ready now for the second half as both teams are out on the floor. Real quick, what a week it's been for Wetumpka football, by the way. Caleb Ballard playing in tonight's game, got an offer from Tennessee State to play football out there. We'll see how that all goes, but a congrats to him on another offer to add to the list. And then Trey Jones just signed with the Montreal Alouettes. You may remember him from 2019 and that state championship runner-up team from 2017. So big week for Wetumpka football as Wetumpka basketball looks to try and close out a big week here with another win. Indians getting a stop on the opening possession of the second half. Andrew Voiles will have it now. He will pull a three off target. And Daquan Johnson couldn't come away with a rebound there. Or he did come away with it, beg your pardon. A man under the basket here going up for it was Chauncey Petaway as a jump ball was called. Wetumpka apparently was able to tie that up a little bit on the effort from Petaway. I'll be honest, I didn't quite see that.
No, I'm not sure I saw it either, but take them where you can get them. And Coach Johnson definitely not thrilled about that. And then a travel call against Jeremiah Smiley, maybe a little bit of a makeup call.
If there's such thing as one, that would be it. Daquan Johnson will inbound for Percy Julian now and give to Tahir Muhammad. So Percy Julian comes away with possession anyway. Muhammad now racing down a wide open lane that closes up. Sudduth just bats it away, but Sudduth now is grimacing in pain under the basket. Smiley giving to Robinson here in a 4v5. Robinson, fadeaway jumper for two, no good, goes out of bounds, and we will stop play here. Sudduth came down, and something went wrong. As soon as he touched the floor, he jumped back up there, and you could feel that something had messed up there with that right leg. So they're going to take a look at him. He does get up pretty quickly and is walking under his own power, so hopefully nothing major. I think he just maybe came down awkwardly there. He will exit. John Hudson Wingard will come in his place. Percy Julian will have possession still as we resume now. Damone Porter gets it in to Tahir Muhammad. Along with him, Daquan Johnson on the floor, so is Jason Harris and Lamar Anderson. A three from the far corner, no good from Daquan Johnson as it goes out of bounds after the miss, and Wetumpka takes back over.
Yeah, like you mentioned earlier, hopefully Sudduth is all right. He's been such a huge part of this Indians team, especially on the defensive end of the floor, just a blocking specialist, it feels like.
Ballard trying to drive in now, lost it, grabbed it, but as he was fighting for the tie-up, he that is behind on the line there. And that's going to be called out of bounds. Last touch by Ballard. Phoenix with it again. No one has scored in the second half yet as we are at the 6:40 mark of the third quarter. Daquan Johnson driving in. He couldn't get a lay as he drove from the baseline. Wingard with a nice board. And Boyles quickly coming back up. Smiley with it, looking for someone to pass to, but he's going to be called for the walk. He took an extra step there as he hesitated to get rid of it. Another turnover from Wetumpka. Percy Julian not able to take advantage yet. Tahir Muhammad now in the paint, giving over to Johnson, who will retreat. Pump fake to three for a moment. Now Anderson, he gives to Muhammad. Muhammad standing with it, just tucked by his side, patiently waiting. Now he'll dribble again, a pass to the near corner as Johnson looking for somewhere. He drives inside, a little bit of a off-kiltered floater that will not connect. It's well off target there, goes out of play with 5:51 left in the third. Wetumpka with possession again. Boyles bounce passing to Robinson. He'll fight his way up the floor. Has Andrew Boyles open for three. No good. Couldn't connect there. Rebound from Damone Porter, who has his pass picked off by Boyles immediately and brings it back down. Now Robinson in the corner. Thought about a three. Gives to Ballard instead. Spinning in the post. He had the bucket, but they call a travel. And you can hear the Indian side unhappy about it. Boy, that was a rough one. He spun on the pivot foot there, and I'm not quite so sure about that. Three-pointer from the corner now. Airballs and misses as It was Jason Harris who tried to save it, but sent it out of bounds a different direction instead. The missed three coming from Lamar Anderson. Wetumpka still furious about that travel call. Coach Thomas still pleading his case. As Boyles has it, is trapped. A foul is called against Percy Julian. Lamar Anderson is the guilty party this time. That's his third. Indians will inbound now. 5:11 left in the third quarter. No one has scored in this period. DeCorey Hardy comes into the ballgame in the place of Lamar Anderson, who just picked up that third foul. Robinson to Boyles. Boyles behind the back dribble, finds Robinson, pump fakes the three, steps up. Euro going up for the lay, can't get it. Good board though by Ballard and a putback. Kayla Ballard feeling it now.
Finally ending that scoring drought of 3 minutes in this first half. Indians draw first blood late into this third quarter.
36-24, just the first 2 points of the quarter, as you mentioned. Johnson will drive in. He is denied, though, as it gets sent out of bounds. Chris Robinson with a defensive effort there. Johnson inbounding for the Phoenix as Caleb Ballard comes out. Tom Suttis thankfully re-entering the game after being shaken up there for a moment earlier. 4:37 left in the third now. Standing at the baseline is Hardy. Running out of time, he finally gets it in to Muhammad. Muhammad retreating at the point. He'll now try and drive inside. Stutter steps and gives to Porter. Now a pass to Hardy. Goes back around and gives to Muhammad once again. Muhammad driving, spinning, kicks out again. Hardy, he'll drive. Floater is good. Big shot there from Hardy as Percy Julian finally breaks the seal on this half as well. 36-26. Suttis has it now. Driving in, going up, off the glass, no good. Wingard with a board and a putback.
And that is John Hudson Wingard's specialty there. I mean, just always coming in, cleaning up on the offensive glass there. More second chance points to his name.
Not often that we usually see Wingard and Suttis in the game at the same time. A really tall approach from Wetumpka right now, and it worked on that possession. Hardy tried to drive down the baseline, got caught in a tie-up here. And that's going to give possession to Wetumpka.
I believe they actually called that a reach-in foul on Chris Robinson. Official signaled this way.
I think it was DeCorey Hardy that they may be giving this to, as Chris Robinson is waiting to inbound it. They're going to say that Robinson ripped it away first, and then Hardy was called for the reach-in. Robinson waiting by the baseline. He will inbound this, so foul certainly went against Percy Julian. 3:39 left in the third, a 12-point advantage for Wetumpka at 38-26. Bounce passing into Voiles, who is heavily covered by Shuford, but they managed to get it across with Suttis standing beyond the arc. Now Voiles open. He won't shoot it, though, as he gives to Robinson. Coach Thomas tells him to hold up here, gives him the call. And now a pass to Wingard, stolen away. Shuford picks it up, gives to Petaway. He'll drive in, rejected by John Hudson Wingard. No, sir. Here comes Chris Robinson now. Spinning pass, people. Dribble moves. Now a three from Boyles. In and out, no good. Suttis with a nice board, though, as Percy Julian manages to steal it away after all. Hardy there couldn't get it. LT Davis had a full head of steam, slammed into the wall there. Thankfully, he hit the one part of the wall that's padded.
Could have ended in a rough shoulder injury there had it not been for those pads.
Yeah, that was a hard hit to the wall. Thankfully, no damage done there. Had a pass inside as Hardy was coming in looking for an open lay, and he drew the foul in the process. So DeCorey Hardy heading to the line. Foul goes against Wingard with 3 minutes to go in the third. Free throw off target there from Hardy.
Yeah.
Percy Julian. Still in a low-scoring third quarter here. They make the second free throw from Hardy. It makes it 38-27, which in this quarter means Wetumpka's outscoring Percy Julian just 4-3. Robinson gives to Davis. And Robinson called for a travel in the backcourt. Unhappy about it there is Robinson, as it'll give possession right back to Percy Julian again. They've got a chance here to cut it to single digits. They'll give to Ingram, standing in the corner. Now up top to Quan Johnson. Johnson holding on to it as they get set up. Now up against Robinson, looking for somewhere to go. Pump fakes a three and gives to Harris instead. Right back to Johnson once more. Still just standing with it here. Now he'll try and penetrate, goes in. A pass that Petaway was not ready for. Robinson has it now. It's Suddeth who passes to Voiles from beyond the arc. He drives in, got the lay. Could have been a foul, but they're not going to call it. A lot of contact there as he was knocked down. Whistle blown here, and they're going to stop here. There's a wet spot on the floor after Voiles was knocked down, so they'll dry this up real quick as they get as many towels as they can. Coach Brian Johnson walking down to give them another one if they need it. Coach Johnson letting the official know that that should have been a charge. I stand to disagree with him there.
As do the officials.
Daquan Johnson will walk his way up. Indians leading by 13 now, 40-27, with just over 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Johnson with a pass to Harris. Now back up top again with Shuford. Johnson standing with it, waiting for something to open up. He finally gives to Ingram. Now a pass back to Johnson once more. He'll drive in. Floater there was contested and no good. What a rebound here from Petaway as he was seemingly denied by Wingard, but instead a foul will be called. Percy Julian has found a way to the line as Wingard was called for that foul. The second against John Hudson Wingard so far as Chauncey Petaway misses the first free throw. Percy Julian's had a handful of trips to the free throw line so far, but to my memory, they have not gone 2-for-2 yet. Wingard giving to Robinson after the rebound on the second missed free throw. Minute 20 left in the quarter. LT Davis with it just beyond the arc. Now Suddeth firing to Voiles, but a foul called on the floor first against Chauncey Petaway. That's Petaway's fourth foul now. Supposed to be one of the key players for this Percy Julian team. He hasn't really been on top of it here today. He's been held scoreless. A nice job by Wetumpka. As Suddeth tries to drive in, and a foul is called here after a made basket from Suddeth. I think they're going to count it. Waiting for them to update the score here to make sure, but Suddeth spun, and it looks kind of like a flop attempt, quite honestly, from Ernest Shuford. They do count the basket. Shuford picks up, or check that. It's Anderson who has his fourth. 42-27 is the score, with another free throw coming from Suddeth. Jamar Harris coming out of the game now as Jason Harris will enter. Percy Julian right now with Jason Harris along with Shuford, Muhammad, Cameron Ingram, and Daquan Johnson. And one free throw is good from Suddeth, who is gingerly walking into the backcourt here. He is limping a little bit. See if Coach Thomas makes an adjustment here or if Suddeth can walk this off. Muhammad with it. They'll try and drive down the lane, passing over to Johnson. He can't get it from under the basket. Good effort on the rebound by Davis. Here comes Boyles with a nice layup. Makes it 45-27 Wetumpka. Down to the last 45 seconds of the third. Here's Ingram. He gives to Shuford. Now Muhammad firing a pass to Ingram again. Cameron Ingram standing with it here with 30 seconds left in the third. A pass goes awry, taken away by Davis. Fast break, coast to coast, up for the lay, no good, but he draws the foul.
Good hustle there from LT Davis. I mean, he's just such an athlete. Saw him show off those hops earlier on that block, but also he might be the fastest player on the court.
And we saw the ability of his running, of course, in the football season. We've seen it a couple times throughout this basketball season, but the effort from him tonight, especially defensively, has been noteworthy for sure. 24 seconds left in the third. LT Davis shooting two free throws.
I feel like that's something you can always count on from LT Davis. When he checks into the game, I think he might just be the biggest hustle player out there. Play always feels like he's just playing some great defense, getting lots of steals, and just showing off that athleticism.
Davis missed the first as Tom Suddeth will check out. Wingard in the ballgame for Wetumpka along with Robinson, Davis, Voiles, and Lombardi. Second free throw from Davis, no good as well, as he comes up empty there. Robinson, though, with a rebound, caught in the corner here. Timeout called by Coach Thomas with 20 seconds left in the third quarter, and they will talk things over on what looked like it may have ended up being a turnover had he not called it there. Wetumpka with a chance for one more basket before the end of this third quarter.
Yeah, and really what stood out to me from this quarter has been the Indians defense. I mean, holding Percy Julian to just 3 points and only one made field goal on the half here.
No doubt is Wetumpka trying to get their lead back up to 20 if they can get one more basket. And just a reminder, Wetumpka track and field heading out to the Last Chance Invitational, the last meet before the state championship meet out in Birmingham. They'll be out at the Birmingham Crossplex on Saturday for the last regular season meet of the indoor season. They'll have plenty of home meets in the outdoor season we'll keep you updated on, but best of luck to Coach Brown's squad this weekend. 15 seconds left in the quarter. Andrew Voiles has it for Wetumpka after the timeout. 10 seconds now with Robinson. Looking for somewhere to go. Running out of time, though. 6 seconds. Now 4, 5, 4, 3. He'll pull a shot at the free throw line, but a foul is called against Tahir Muhammad. Didn't make the shot, but Chris Robinson shooting two free throws now with the last 3 seconds of this third quarter. First free throw, toilet bowls, and comes out. No good. Indians have missed each of their last three free throws here. Andrew Voiles checks out for the last 3 seconds of the quarter as Jeremiah Smiley goes in for Wetumpka. Second free throw is good, and that ends a small drought from the line. Muhammad now lost control of it. It went out of bounds with 0.8 on the clock. And Andrew Voiles will go back into the ballgame for Wetumpka here on what will definitely be a catch-and-shoot situation. 46-27 with less than a second to go in the quarter. Robinson inbounding, looking for someone. Smiley with his back turned to the goal. He won't get this shot off. It doesn't fall anyway. 46-27, Wetumpka with the advantage with one quarter to go on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. With same-day pickup, ship-to-store, and ship-to-home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Russell DeWitt Center.
RussellDewittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Dewitt Center at Building Supply.
At First Community Bank, it's more than banking, it's a relationship that lasts. From checking and savings to loans and mortgages, they're here for every stage of life. Local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. First Community Bank, let's do life together. 46-27, Wetumpka with a 19-point advantage over Percy Julian with the final 8 minutes upcoming as we enter this fourth quarter of action. Percy Julian certainly has its work cut out for him, but we know they can score quickly, so Wetumpka's got to stay on their toes here. The Phoenix will have it to start the quarter with Tahir Muhammad. Standing up top here is Damone Porter with the basketball. He'll give to Muhammad. Now pass to Shuford. Harris. Now with Porter. No one really attacking just yet. Percy Julian, a couple possessions, have really just decided to let it play out and wait for something to show up as a timeout will be called by Coach Johnson. We had those first 30 seconds, and I'm not so sure Percy Julian took more than one, maybe two dribbles on the possession that will continue after the timeout here from Coach Johnson. I want to remind you that Beverly Wright, Kathy Thornton, and Chad Barrett are your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's your time, when it's your next move, choose the best, RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. Yeah. Percy Julian coming back out here with the basketball.
Yeah, and going back to that last possession, it just feels like Percy Julian's kind of just waiting for the perfect opportunity here. But, you know, you're down 19 points, and it feels like you just can't really – you're spending seconds that you just really can't afford to. Sometimes you just kind of got to go out and create something as opposed to letting everything happen for you.
We saw a very fast-paced first half, and things have certainly slowed down in the second half, and I can't confidently say that it's been working very well for Percy Julian so far. Jason Harris with a pass that will go into the backcourt. He was looking for Tahir Muhammad, but misfired it. And after a 51-second possession to start the fourth quarter, Percy Julian never able to penetrate inside the perimeter there. The turnover gives Wetumpka possession again.
And you mentioned those two dribbles, and those were just about the only two dribbles that Percy Julian took on that possession, just really passing everything around.
Robinson now will look for Sudduth in the paint. Stolen away. Porter with a fast break chance. Giving to Muhammad. He'll go up for the lay, and he will get it. That's a much faster pace score for Percy Julian, which is what they really need here to manage to come back in this one.
That was a good finish there from Muhammad. Switched the ball over to his left hand. Tough finish and made it look easy.
Lombardi now boils. He pulls a three and won't connect on it. Jason Harris with a rebound there as he gives to Muhammad, racing up the floor. He'll back off for a moment. Now a pass to Harris. Back over Muhammad, pulling the three, no good. Voiles with a rebound and a pass to Robinson. He'll stand still and slow things up again with just over 6 minutes to play. Directing some traffic here. Sudduth will get it from the top of the key and tried to fire it to Lombardi, but it was sent awry. Just misfired. That pass went up against the brick wall there behind him. Turnover there from the Indians gives Percy Julian another chance to close the gap. 46-29 now. Every possession oh so important right now for the Phoenix. Muhammad up top, showing off the dribble moves here against Lombardi and Robinson. He'll drive in, lost it, but a whistle blown and a foul will be called against Lombardi. And that's what poked the ball away there. It was a reach-in against the junior guard. From the baseline, Shuford bounce passing to Muhammad. He'll go up for it in the paint, and he's got a basket there. 46-31 now. Sudduth with Robinson coming up the floor now. Wetumpka Can't get too sloppy here. Voiles has it. Now an open Lombardi. Pulling the three, bottom. Beautiful shot from Miller Lombardi. 49-31 Wetumpka. Three ball now. No good from Tahir Muhammad. Percy Julian gets the rebound, though. Shuford from beyond the arc. He'll pass over to Muhammad instead. Driving in. Floater from the free throw line. No good. And Ballard with a board to a wide open Robinson going up for an alley off the backboard and a dunk by Caleb Ballard. How about that? Whistle blown here, and a technical foul is called against Caleb Ballard. And I think he got a little too fired up after the dunk. Who can blame him, though? That was remarkable. Robinson went up. We thought he was going to dunk it. He threw it off the backboard, and then Caleb Ballard came in and jammed it home. It's 51-31 with technical free throws coming for Percy Julian.
Saw a dunk just like that. It almost picture perfect from the same way, except assist came from Andrew Boyles that time. And first free throw off the mark there from Tahir Muhammad. But great play by Robinson, too. He saw, he checked to make sure Ballard was behind him, and they just timed that up beautifully.
I saw him check there, and I wasn't quite sure where he was going with that, as both free throws missed by Tahir Muhammad. Almost looked like he was just making sure nobody was coming for him to dunk. And then he goes with the unselfish but also pretty flashy play, I do say so. One of the most impressive plays I've seen from Wetumpka basketball here, as Percy Julian turns it over. Back-to-back missed free throws. They get one pass on the possession following the tech, and Jamar Harris lost it on the pass that goes out of play.
Maybe a little bit of a ball doesn't lie moment.
Now Ballard wide open. How about one more? Jamming it home. Call a technical on that. Caleb Ballard, back-to-back dunks. 53-31 Indians. Indians on their feet. Three ball, no good from Muhammad. They almost got the board, but Ballard there to poke it away. Lombardi picks it up. Here's Voiles with it. Voiles to Lombardi. Now Ballard again in the paint with a lot of motivation. He was driving in, but a foul called before he could do anything else.
Maybe didn't want to get dunked on, so just immediately fouling Ballard there.
A merciful foul call, if I do say so myself. Andrew Voiles will inbound now from the baseline to Ballard. Now Robinson up top again. Had it poked out for a moment, but he recovers. He'll drive in, looking for somewhere. He floats it instead. No good on the basket, but he does draw a foul. It's called against Chauncey Petaway, and that will be Petaway's fifth foul of the night. Petaway waiting to be subbed out here as Wetumpka leads it 53-31. Chauncey Petaway exits, and Tracy Pearson will enter for the first time tonight. Robinson shooting two free throws. First is good. You heard it get nice and loud over those couple of dunks from Wetumpka. As you mentioned in the first game, Wetumpka has packed out its side of the stands here tonight. Missed free throw, a rebound from Ballard, who went up and drew the foul off Tracy Pearson. And Caleb Ballard will head to the free throw line. He and Chris Robinson hug it out there as they're all smiles. This has clearly become the Chris Robinson and Caleb Ballard show in this fourth quarter.
It absolutely has. This Indians fan section's really starting to come alive, and I think one more dunk and this 60-year-old gym might just blow.
The free throw is good from Caleb Ballard. Second free throw coming as it's 55-31. He won't get that one. Suddeth went for a board, couldn't get anything. Here comes the Phoenix. And going up for a basket there. No good from Jamar Harris. Boyles with it. Now Robinson. Wide open. How about a dunk for him? And the foul. Are you kidding me? A statement play from both Robinson and Ballard tonight. It is all black and gold in this gym.
Oh, they're calling a tech.
Technical foul called against Percy Julian. I don't know who it was against here. We missed it in all the commotion. At least I believe it's a tech. They are going to clean up a wet spot here after Sunneth fell on that rebound attempt earlier. Maybe a chance just to let everyone calm down as well. This is getting a bit rambunctious in the stands here tonight. Everybody is fired up after these last few plays, and I can't blame them. Robinson at the line here, shooting two free throws. Shooting one free throw after the and one dunk. They're talking about something here as both teams are waiting for this free throw that will be good from Robinson. So it was a tech because he will shoot two here. I believe he will have another free throw coming after this as well as he makes both. And he should have one more. And how about that? They were about to make an inbound here, but I think they still are going to. Indians are going to sub out the entire starting lineup here. And I think they've got this wrong, by the way. There was a foul on the dunk, and then I believe they called a tech. So it should be the two shots plus one more free throw for Wetumpka. And that's what, thanks to one of the police officers here tonight, was telling one of the officials that he thinks they got that wrong. But they're going to still have Wetumpka inbound this.
I think the cop is real vigilant. I mean, he's trying to correct the official's mistake there.
Yeah, so wait, this is a mess. Coach Thomas is talking. Coach Johnson has walked over to the Wetumpka bench and is talking to the official as well. No call there, but it certainly could have been one. They'll have Wetumpka inbound. Again, this is the wrong call. But nonetheless, Wetumpka with possession. As they get the bench in, three from Lorenzi, overshot that one. This place would have gone nuts. Muhammad now with it, coast to coast. He'll go up, can't get the lay, draws a foul in the process, though. 3:35 left. As Percy Julian will now shoot two free throws, the foul called against Lorenzi. Hayes Lorenzi, the fan favorite for this Indians team, has yet to get a bucket here over the course of this year, but boy, if he could just get one, it would be a memorable moment for everyone pulling for Wetumpka. Tahir Muhammad shooting two free throws as they clean up another wet spot right under the basket. It was because Muhammad was really just flying after he was fouled and tumbled to the ground. Free throw is good there. As this game has opened up completely to a 27-point advantage, one more free throw will knock it down to 26.
It's been an exciting couple of minutes.
Lorenzi with it. He will give to Jordan Hill. Now Davis back to Hill again. And a pass to Lorenzi, deflected, stolen away. Muhammad with a lay, no good. Rebound by Hill as he gives back to Lorenzi. Driving down, here comes Lorenzi looking for a shot. He'll pass instead. Looking under the basket here, DJ Kendrick will be fouled. Goes against Ernest Schuford. Now at the free throw line is DJ Kendrick, the junior, coming off the bench tonight with two free throws coming as he makes the first, puts himself in the box score here tonight. Percy Julian makes a substitution as DeCorey Hardy will come in the place of Ernest Shuford. On the floor for Wetumpka, Kendrick, who just missed the free throw, along with Ben Tucker, Hayes Lorenzi, LT Davis, and Jordan Hill. Tahir Muhammad, standing at long range, he'll pull a three and it goes. Big shot there from Tahir Muhammad. He scored the last 7 points now for Percy Julian. Bounce pass to Davis, and Davis is fouled by DeCorey Hardy. Indians are well into the bonus at this point, so Davis will shoot two again. Indians fans here are fired up tonight as they lead it by 23. The missed free throw there from LT Davis. An action-packed fourth quarter as Wetumpka has opened this up. Second free throw no good as well as Tracy Pearson comes away with a rebound for Percy Julian. Here's Muhammad again as he draws a foul on the floor before he went up for the shot. It was against Jordan Hill. Just the third foul of the quarter against Wetumpka. So standing at the baseline is Muhammad. He will get it into Pearson, who fires out to Harris, pulling a three, and Jamar Harris knocks it down as that now cuts it to a 20-point game. Indians need to try and pay a little bit of attention to that here as there is still 2:30 left. Got to hold on to it in what would be a pretty remarkable comeback, but still one that is achievable. Ball was knocked out of play. Lorenzi will inbound for Wetumpka with exactly 2.5 minutes to go. Lorenzi gets it to Tucker. His pass stolen away now by Hardy. Hardy racing down. He will lay that one in and cut it to 18. Timeout called now by Coach Johnson. And Coach Thomas will have to talk with the guys here. They may have to put some of the starters back in because you want to make sure that you hold on to this as what was a 28-point lead very quickly cut back down to 18, which is still a long way to go, but makes you slightly uncomfortable. Five substitutions there. Full lineup coming back in. It'll be Ballard, Suddeth, Robinson, Voiles, and Lombardi on the floor for Wetumpka as the Indians need to make sure that this one finishes with a W. 2:22 left now. Voiles inbounds to Robinson, who gets caught in a tie up there. No, they call a foul. It will go against Jamar Harris as he raced in on Robinson and fouled him immediately. Two free throws now for Robinson, and we'll see if he and Ballard can still put on a show for us in the last 2:21, but more importantly, maintain this 18-point lead that now turns to 19 as Robinson makes the first free throw. Second shot coming for Robinson, and he's got both. 61-41 Wetumpka. Now a three-pointer from Muhammad as he airballs that one, picked up by Boyles. Long pass to Ballard, who is thrown out of bounds. And that may be an intentional foul there. Ballard was shoved by Jamar Harris. Indians are fired up as they called that one against Harris. He is clearly frustrated, especially with Caleb Ballard, who has really been sending a statement throughout the rest of this ballgame. Harris having to have a talk with Coach Johnson here as both teams go into the huddle. And I think Coach Thomas is a bit frustrated with Wetumpka for his guys really just trying to put some flair on it here at the end of the game. He wants this game to end. As a tech was called, it does go against Jamar Harris as expected. That's from that intentional foul a second ago. That was pretty blatant.
That's probably the right call. I mean, you can definitely foul him there, but I mean, just to shove him as hard as he did, that's a little bit uncalled for.
I wouldn't say probably. I'm confident. I mean, it was obviously intentional there. They get the call right. Ballard couldn't make the first free throw. Second one will go. Makes it 64-41 now. And Wetumpka will still have possession here. The referees will converse for a moment before we resume. They got to make sure that they keep this under control here. Don't want to get anything too violent. Tempers have certainly flared a little bit at the end of this ballgame. John Winger getting ready to come in for Wetumpka as he will enter in the place of Caleb Ballard. Ballard takes a seat after a remarkable night from his end, especially in this final quarter. Firing a pass down the floor was Voiles. Robinson chases it down in the backcourt. He will get it to Voiles, but first a foul called in the backcourt against Tahir Muhammad, and it puts Chris Robinson to the line again. Seeing a lot of free throws here over the last minute or so as Wetumpka leading by 23 again. Two more shots coming for Robinson. First one is good. As we saw the lead go back down to about 18 while the bench was in, and starters have taken the floor once more and lead it by 24. Make that 25 as Robinson makes the second.
8 points from the free throw line in this second half for Chris Robinson.
Now a three ball from Hardy. It is no good. Takes a wild hop off the rim and is picked up by Wetumpka. Robinson with it to Boyles as they finally slow things up a little bit and clearly have finally decided that the message has been sent here tonight. Lombardi to Boyles. Lombardi seems a bit shaken up here, holding his, I believe that's his rib that he's holding. Hopefully he's all right here as Wingard has it. He gives to Suddeth. Now Lombardi, who had an open look for three. He'll drive inside instead, right under the basket. Could have shot it. Instead, he gives to Boyles, and I think this is the game plan. Wetumpka trying to run as much of this off as they can. Suddeth with it now with a minute 15. Kind of an interesting challenge here to see if they want to run everything else off of this. They started this possession with 2:05 on the clock. Robinson has it now, and he will run into a foul from Tahir Muhammad with a minute 4 to go. Just to give Robinson a chance to shoot the free throws. He hasn't hit it yet, but he just hit the 6-7 signal, if you're familiar with that, as he makes the first, and there it is, and the crowd roars.
Oh, we'll get the bench guys back out there for the Indians to close it out.
I think they're confident in it now. A 26-point advantage with a minute 4 to go. Robinson with one more free throw coming. As a stoppage here for just a second. Wetumpka was, I think, making it. Yeah, Wetumpka had 6 men on the court there. They were trying to make a substitution, and Suddeth never got the memo. They get it sorted out now, so it is Ben Tucker along with Robinson, Davis, Hill, and Lorenzi. Robinson will come out now, and that will put DJ Kendrick back in. With a minute 4 to go, it is 68-41 after back-to-back made free throws from Chris Robinson. Robinson takes the headband off, which means it is a good night for him. And what a good night it was. An alley-oop attempt from Percy Julian, sent out of bounds there. DeCorey Hardy couldn't get up high enough for it. Clock still rolling with 55 seconds left. Lorenzi launches a pass now as they fire it to LT Davis. It's stolen away by Hardy. Lorenzi fighting for it. He'll steal it. Here comes Lorenzi. Not for long. He lost it. Hardy has it now. He'll try and take it himself. Euro can't get the bucket. He draws a shooting foul with 37 seconds left. And we'll get one more pair of free throws before we close out the night. Make sure to stick around for our RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty Plus post-game show. We will talk with head coach Stephen Thomas and wrap things up on a statement victory for the black and gold here tonight. Hardy free throw is good, and it makes it 68-44. And LT Davis trying to drive in. He'll be fouled as well with 33 seconds. And the free throw contest continues here as this game has been over for about 2 minutes now, but the clock disagrees with me. Davis will have two more free throws in a night where everyone gets a chance to boost the stat line a little bit. Missed the first. Second free throw from Davis, and he's got that one. 69-44 with the last 30 seconds coming on what was hopefully the last free throw of the game. Muhammad pulls a three and nails it to make it 69-47. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Timeout, Coach Johnson and Percy Julian with 25 seconds. And he's going to talk it over here on a 69-47 ball game, a 22-point advantage for Wetumpka with 25 seconds to go. But they will converse anyway. While we take the break, I'll remind you that Wharf Casual Seafood is fresh, fast, and always delicious. Wharf Casual Seafood in Wetumpka has something for everyone, from shrimp and fish to po' boys and salads. Enjoy coastal flavor right here at home. Dine in or take out today. Wharf Casual Seafood, where fresh seafood meets family-friendly dining. The Wetumpka Sports Network is proud to be fed by Wharf Casual Seafood. Coming back out from the timeout, and it is 69-47. Lorenzi will inbound for Wetumpka and gave it to Tucker, who gave it right back to Lorenzi. Now Hill over to Kendrick with 15 seconds. Tucker, Davis. Davis pulls a three, no good. Rebound from Muhammad, who races down the floor, and Muhammad will get the layup to go. 69-49 now with 4.4 seconds and a timeout called by Percy Julian after the made basket. Oh. 4.4 seconds on the clock here. Wetumpka will have one more possession. And as Wetumpka will walk out of this one with a victory, they will move to 17-7, and they will be hosting a 4-0 record in the area, and they will be hosting the area tournament for Area 4 in Wetumpka with the championship game on February 9th. That is a Monday. Percy Julian will play Stanhope Elmore on Saturday of that week, as Wetumpka looks to close it out. Down to the final second. Half-court shot from Lorenzi. No good. And that is the ball game. 69-49. Wetumpka gets the win over Percy Julian. And they will get it done here, finally, after the free throw contest there at the end. A big one for the black and gold. We'll take a break and return for the RE/MAX Cornerstone post-game show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt.
Do-It Center at Building Supply.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
This is the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
We welcome you back now to the RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus post-game show as we have to wrap things up here. The Indians had to get on the road here quickly. But for the final time tonight, our final scores, 55-43. Wetumpka gets the win in the ladies' matchup, and then another one is 69-49 in the men's contest. The Lady Indians now hold a record of 16-7, while the men move to 17-7. Along with Mitch Petrie, I'm Gavin Baxley. Our next broadcast originates from Wetumpka as the Indians take on Brubaker Tech. Tip-off of the girls' game is set for about 5:30, while the boys will begin shortly after the girls' game concludes. Our broadcast will be on the air about 10 minutes prior to tip-off of that girls' matchup, so probably about 5:45-ish. We'll keep you updated on that. Again, our final scores tonight, 55-43 and 69-49. Thanks for tuning in. Wetumpka Indians basketball is an exclusive presentation of the Wetumpka Sports Network.